73rd lesson. The morning news.
Carter and Hobbs were occupying the two corner seats near the door. They were both smoking pipes and reading newspapers.
How do you do? Said Smith, shaking hands with them. Each of them answered, How do you do? And they went on reading their papers.
Smith put his bag on the rack over his head and sat down near Carter facing the engine. Then he took a cigarette from his case, lit it, and opened his paper.
The train started. The three men read on in silence for some time. Both windows of the compartment were open, and there was a strong draught.
That civil war in China is going from bad to worse, said Carter. No one answered a word.
After a few minutes, Hobbs said, another railway accident in Scotland. The other two showed no interest. Then Smith spoke. I see that Cox, the Bolton goalkeeper, is ill. They may lose their match against Sheffield.
All at once, the three men began to discuss the big news excitedly.
74th lesson. A problem for Mr. Smith.
The train stopped at a small station, and three men entered the compartment. At the last second, the door opened again, and an old gentleman with a grey beard and spectacles got in.
Nearly missed it this time, he said, sitting down heavily near Mr. Smith. Then he took off his spectacles and wiped his face with a large silk handkerchief.
Everyone was reading and smoking except the old gentleman. He had evidently been running and had not had time to get a paper.
Mr. Smith soon noticed that his neighbor, without turning his head, was reading his paper with him. The paper had at least 16 pages. Mr. Smith would have liked to offer him a few.
But he did not want to show that he had noticed he was reading. He was afraid of offending him.
Mr. Smith had come to the bottom of the page, but he did not want to turn it because his neighbor was still reading. What was to be done?
Mr. Smith solved the problem. He folded his paper, put it down on his knee, and began to look out of the window in the most natural way.
78th lesson, between ourselves.
You are probably embarrassed by certain idiomatic expressions, and in particular by the use of verbs and prepositions.
For instance, I looked out of the window, he passed on to the platform, they went on reading. May seem strange to you.
In a few weeks, when you have met these expressions again and again, you will find them quite easy, and use them without difficulty.
It is only a matter of habit. People say that before one knows a man well, one must have eaten a pound of salt with him.
It is the same thing with words. You cannot know them well at the first meeting, nor at the second. Every time you meet them again, under different circumstances, you understand them a little better, till at last they become old acquaintances.
Do not forget that frequent and regular repetition is the principal factor of success. It is not your mind, but your memory, which has to play the leading part.